Musculação, respiração, ar no pulmão.
Vamos lá.
Tem que esticar, tem que dobrar, tem que encaixar.
Vamos lá.
Um, dois e três, é sem parar, mais uma vez.
Verão chegando.
Quem não se endireitar, não tem lugar no sol.
Domingo é dia.
De um tititi a mais e de bumbum pra trás.
Verão chegando.
Quem não se endireitar, não tem lugar no sol.
Domingo é dia.
Titi abaixo e de bumbum pra trás. Respiração, ar no pulmão.
Vamos lá.
Tem que esticar, tem que dobrar, tem que encaixar.
Vamos lá.
Um, dois e três, é sem parar, mais uma vez.
Verão chegando.
Quem não se endireitar, não tem lugar ao sol.
Domingo é dia.
De tititi a mais e de bumbum pra trás.
Verão chegando.
Quem não se endireitar, não tem lugar ao sol.
Domingo é dia.
Titi a mais e de bumbum pra trás.
Vem, vem brilhar mais.
Happy Hell.
Uma estrela sobre o sol.
Sick.
Estrela.
Exclusive New Balance 1080p.
Tem que correr, tem que malhar, musculação, respiração. Tem que esticar, tem que encaixar. Um, dois e três, é sem parar.
Tem que correr, tem que suar. New Balance,
musculação. Tem que esticar, tem que dobrar. Um, dois e três, mais uma vez.
Thank you. tuned in to Power FM, bringing you the power from Marpole to Metrotown.
Hottest import from Vancouver Island, from Harwood to Yucluler. Port Hardy, Point Roberts, for the best distribution, Vancouver Island and the Lower Mainland. ItThatSound.com.
Tuned into CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Inner Space with a new radio show hosted by me, Christian, and Daniel Linz, who preferred to be drinking caipirinhas on the beach in Brazil instead of being here for the first show, but that's okay. Instead, we have on air with us Sam and Sebastian and Jonathan there in the corner. Hi, Jonathan. Nice to have you on here. So you guys together are known as New Balance. What's up with that?
I think I came up with the name like 3 years ago, and then kind of it stuck somehow. We like had a good like year or two of cycling through names.
Yeah, I remember Ellis mentioned it once, and I didn't even know it was the shoe company.
Yeah.
And just the two words really rung true.
I don't know, I think it came out of just seeing it as a trend that was beginning, and then I just kind of thought that idea was interesting, but also just with those words removed from that context too is nice.
And it was funny to make a music reference as the name and just add that humor there.
But and I think it's just a name about possibilities really.
Yeah. Infinite, endless possibilities.
Well, when you look at new in a new way.
Wow. All right. So if we're ready to look at new in a new way, I think you guys brought something new.
Definitely.
It's an album.
Yeah. Yeah, it's starting the new year with New Balance. It's a friendly, optimistic cassette for your Walkman to step to.
If you still have a Walkman.
Get it in your earbuds.
Alright, well, I don't know, we could hear some of that.
Yeah.
And then play some more tunes later.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Alright.
house.
New house. Thank you.
So we're hearing the hazy, stretchy synths of, what's this track called?
Get Up.
Get Up. Fitting for like foggy outdoors we got going on tonight. So I want to talk to you guys more about your musical background and influences, like myself, your sound reminds me a lot of like Jan Jelinek, especially like Farben, his more rhythmic stuff. So yeah, is that like something you're interested in, and where are you coming from?
Yes, Jan Jelinek has always been a humongous influence for us, just towards our approach to production and texture and sound design, and this idea of musical sound from found objects. Just favorite music.
I think Actress is a big one too for us.
Cool. So like, you use a lot of sample based, your process is mostly sample based, and how do you do that in your own way? Because you have like a lot of like analog artifacts and things sound like synths, but it's, from what you're telling me, it's all like sampled.
There's definitely a combination of digital collaging and, I don't know, some.
Yeah, I see it as like an extended process of setting up like stages in series and like having all these effects going on, or just like spending an hour to get this weird chain and then like recording it and then making those musical decisions once you have this wonky setup or whatever you have going on.
Yeah.
And for us to be like a synth artist with drum machines, I find it doesn't work because we're starting too much with the tool.
Mm-hmm.
And we way more prefer to just abstract it and get that analog sound from different old analog gear, but then put it into our computer.
Like, it's ultimately all digital too. Yeah. So
yeah,
like we'll have a mixture of analog and digital like beginnings, but then
something that's great with Sebastian and I is we both have Native Instruments Machine, which is a sampler, and we just MIDI up and then just jam together.
Yeah.
So it gives it that kind of like human like performance. And
there's a good bridge going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you relate your like live performance to your what you do in the album?
It's cool to see on the album, because I would say our singles and like some of the best tracks are from May last year when we played like that 1080p show, and
even like months before that too, they're already made. Like the stretch when we were playing New Forms and those shows around the time, I think we had a lot of that material made. Mm-hmm. And that kind of just evolved through the months until they became more solidified into just a, I don't know, the structure of how we played each song became something.
Yeah, live we just have so many ideas we're like playing around with, and there's so much happening that you can do that can be really, really immediate and great. And like, so I love being like doing so many different things at once, while Sebastian also has so many different things going on at once, and I find that really fruitful to create ideas.
Yeah, it can also make things more difficult.
Organized.
Yeah. But I guess that's like part of the, I don't know, just part of making it all, is just this kind of chaos sometimes.
Alright, well let's get back to it. Thanks.
Sick.
Swag.
Swag.
Oh, well, we have to listen to New Balance.
New Balance. You're tuning into CITR. We're here with New Balance. Just hanging out. Let's do a round of shoutouts. Could start with. Oh shit. Yeah. Start with 1080p.
Yeah.
Merge my phone.
Oh, this song's so pretty. Let's wait.
Shoutouts can wait. Shout out to waiting. Thank you. So we're still here with New Balance, and we'll be here for about the next hour. And how do you guys feel about labels, or like seeing your music labeled as house music or dance music? Because a lot of it is very ambient, but do you find the need to like attach yourself to a particular style or genre?
I want to say like what we have in Vancouver is very great, and it's so wonderful to be a part of a community that supports us and also everyone else. Like, definitely. Growing up here, people would throw around No Fun City or something, but I feel like in the past few years we've really like caught on with a really vibrant city, and online we're labeled as Vancouver House.
Well, I guess it's the underground community, though.
Yeah.
It's not like we're supported by anyone with money.
Well, CITR supports you. Yeah.
But yeah, I think these, like, the artists that play shows with us and stuff, like, there's definitely a relation there.
Shout outs to John Brent, yeah. The chemist. He's fucking killing it, throwing shows like every week, and they're great. I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, what we're giving people is an album experience, and I don't think it classifies with the genres of like house just as a label, I guess, in response to your question. It's electronic music, I'd say.
Yeah.
Next track has a little funny bit that would explain it. I guess we'll hear that coming up.
Yeah, we can do that. But it makes sense as an album that's just intended for like home listening, as opposed to, well, underground, yeah, dance music, which, mm-hmm, is made for a specific time and place.
Yeah, I think our live shows reflect that more probably, but we still aren't always dance music musicians.
Do, yeah, you like to dance?
Yes. Oh, we love dancing. We want you to dance.
Yeah.
At our shows.
All right. Stay with us, and we'll just chill for a bit.
House. House.
Shout out to Folk Oasis coming up next. I just met Val, who runs it. She's a very, very nice lady. And we're still here. What's up?
John, what were you saying?
John's column.
John's column.
We're going to have John's column here.
John's conceptual guidance.
Well, I was just asking, I think, about generally the expression of the record, I guess, maybe how it relates to the... it's hard to explain. The aspects of how New Balance is expressed in general, but also the musical content and the sample content and the things that are put into the music itself. Like, I was asking how that's relevant to these guys, and I think that's something that Sam can comment on about maybe pop art and things like that in general, and branding. And
I guess there's a lot of references in the music to different genres, so I guess that's why it's easier to label it as electronic music as opposed to house music or...
Yeah,
something more specific. Okay.
But you hear that last track with the house and like
that was so, what I was. That was kind of
so
what I was getting
playful,
at,
so. And I feel like there's always something subtly in the background, like pointing out maybe superficial or just.
It's got a quirk. It's for sure
funny.
Quirky. Yeah.
So, yeah, but there's also like
also
a lot
dystopic.
Of a cheekiness.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or kind of as you said, playfulness to the way you guys express it.
But maybe like I'm kind of most curious about the. Intention.
It's humor, you know.
Is it humor? Do you think?
But selective. Like I don't know. Maybe it's just not taking yourself too seriously in some ways, and kind of realizing that you're just making music for fun, and that.
How does that engage with?
Well,
some
I
people
still
can
think it's like
view serious
music,
electronic music as
this esoteric experimental. Like,
yeah, something,
and that's great. That music is great for sure.
Yeah, but I guess it makes sense.
Like we're New Balance, like Neu Balance, and that's so direct. And same as naming your album Rubber Soul, like you couldn't get more blatant than that. And I think that's great because it contributes conversation.
Well, it's association, and therefore, conversation and engage. I think it's relevant too, maybe with our internet. Society and things like that, just that we have, and how internet art, pop art, these kind of things that like are really can be exposed this way, like it's like in the way that you guys have done it, and I think it's an aesthetic process as well as I think the way that the music engages around that aesthetic, it does it really beautifully. I think that's actually really important to the record itself, is that it's like it's bridging that gap. I think a lot of times you can get these expressions in the similar aesthetic that don't bridge it with music. It's just more of a latency than what you guys are doing. I think there's an incorporation that's really important that I've loved with the record, I think. That's...
And there's always been like a really strong desire to be weird. Like when we started out with New Forms, that show, our set was really heady and dark, and like we wanted to express something really jaded and abstract and twisted even. And the idea was to like get people dancing on the dance floor and then facilitate a mindfuck, I guess. Like, just have the textures, like, and have the beats really reel people in, but then have the textures, like, really make them actually think about the music or the party.
Or force them to.
Force them to. And that's, like, where we also approach maximalism and minimalism a lot in our music. Our live sets are usually like juxtapositions of those two.
Yeah, I mean that's where a live show really comes in handy, because you're kind of captive as an audience member, and you have this venue where you can express your kind of this experience of weirdness.
And there's such a power in being direct, I think.
So any hints at where this desire to be weird, to express weirdness, comes from? Like, don't say Twin Peaks. I mean,
no, definitely not.
Just listening to
music. Yeah.
I guess like
trying to make something that is its own thing.
How I know both you guys as friends, of how I know you, it makes a lot of sense in line with the way that I've growing up with you guys, and I guess our generation and the things like that as well. So it's relevant, I think, completely. But I just, as I said before, I think it's important to engage with how you've expressed the two capacities of the record, the two aspects of the record, the musical side of things and the aesthetic culture, the aesthetic culture, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I think that's what's the beauty of this record specifically, and I think as you listen to it in a sequenced manner, like the record from start to finish, it has that kind of energy, it has that importance to it, and I think that's what's really cool about it for me, at least. So.
I think there's definitely a balance.
Yeah,
a balance.
Oh. it's a pretty new.
That's
very sick. That was pretty well done. Oh yeah.
Well, it's totally juxtaposition.
Well, you guys just referencing how you're trying to make something new, and
the two concepts don't have to be opposed.
Two things, right? Yeah.
You know, they're
should have thought of that before we started talking.
They're in unity together.
Yeah.
This is the track.
I'm gonna go back to the beginning and pump this track.
All right, let's do that.
Wait.
Stay in balance.
This is a New Balance exclusive. Another banger by New Balance. Cool. This. Buy this track now. Download this track now.
You can do that at 1080p.bandcamp.com.
Swag. Download this track. Buy this track now. Download this track now.
Ah.
Association dinner happening next door. Wonderful.
I want to give a few honorable mentions, shout-outs. First one's out to Richard McFarlane, who's a beautiful individual. I love you so much. As he just released our album yesterday, he also announced a new Project Pablo track on Boiler Room that is really good. Also want to give a shout-out to Jean Brazeau, again, really rad dude. We're going to be throwing an album release party together, both tapes, on 1080p at Skylight, February 7th. And we're going to cue in a track, an old track, from Plays 4, which Gareth Moses put out on his More Than Human radio show here at CITR. And then also throw in an unreleased track you'll never hear ever again. Thank you.
4 in the house. Shout out to Place 4 Reunion Tour 2015. 100%.
The sound, incredible. The bud is medical. Y'all suckers better know that this is how we roll. This is how the tracks, indelible. The wax, so sellable. Y'all suckers, I'm telling you that this is how we roll. This is how the sound, incredible. The bud is medical. Y'all suckers better know that this is how we roll. This is how the tracks, indelible. The wax, so sellable. Y'all suckers, I'm telling you. This is how we roll. This is how we roll. Hopped right off a flight. Took a cab, grabbed my shit, then hop right on the mic. This is how we roll. Thinking about my life. Dirty Sprite and picking fights is how we end the night. This is how we roll. Thinking about who in it. You, me, me, you. Thinking about who is it. So is you is or isn't? Cause the way you're looking at me makes me get that instinct. The sound, incredible. The bud is medical. Y'all suckers better know that this is how we roll. This is how the tracks.
Okay.
That this is how we roll. This is the sound, incredible. The bud is medical. Y'all suckers better know that this is how we roll. This is the tracks, indelible. The wax, so sellable. Y'all suckers, I'm telling you that this is how we roll. Never been before. Rolling mountains, sandy beaches. Would you like to know? This is how we roll. Do what we're supposed. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
So that was that first episode, Inside Out. Inside Out. Shout out to Inside Out. This is Inner Space Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks so much for coming in out here.
Thanks
guys.
For having us.
Thank you. Yeah. I want to say our cassette's out there at your local record store, but also we got an album release show coming up in February 7th at Skylight.
Yeah.
This is John's track, Jonathan Jerk.
Unreleased.
Good friend.
And conceptual leader mentor for tonight's discussion. That one well.
New Balance, Rubber Soul.
All right. Welcome to 2015, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
This Jan-cember, keep yourself warm with our double deluxe issue of Discorder.